got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's a little chilly in L.A. this morning, but it is expected to get up to 80, I think, as the day progresses. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-7753-773. And if you are running around, no, my biblical question. My biblical question, when people say my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say my prayers go out, what do they mean? And it's for those who want to overcome. It's for those who want to overcome. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you're like, well, I wish I could just sit and watch the show. Anywhere in the world. We are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. So different time zone for different folks. So you can podcast the show. And you can still be listening as you're going to do whatever or doing whatever you're doing. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And what else is amazing, Jesse? It's amazing that today is Wednesday again. I think Christmas is next week. I could be wrong, but I think so. It is, I'm told. I feel it. It's in the air. It's everywhere. I can feel it in my bones. Christmas is near. Amazing, huh? So, it's Wednesday. And we take all calls but the first 2 hours of the show because we love the blacks. And we want to help the blacks in the same way. And there are blacks who are being helped. Believe me, men and women. Around the world, they just didn't know. They have been brainwashed to believe that their issue was due to somebody else. They did not know it starts in the home and it starts with mama or grandmama and they need to forgive. And they're like, wow. And once they do it, no more victims. Isn't that amazing? It's the same. The solution, the problem is the same for all, and solution is the same. Recognizing that your heart is wicked and you're wrong, and forgive, and you shall be made right. So we want to, the message is for all people. And today is Wednesday. And the first 2 hours of Wednesday is Black Excellence. This was before when America was America. And this is now. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. Black excellence. And we call it Black Excellence because on the black shows, BET and all that, whatever they have, right? They call excellent the wrong things. Excellence, if you want to use that word, is for communication's sake, is overcoming the fallen state. Allowing your heart to be changed from evil to good, from anger, which is evil, / resentment, to good. And most people are unwilling to do that. They are totally unwilling. And so there is hell on earth, the world, and it's not the physical world, but the human in the physical world. Mean, vicious, nasty creatures. They're animals. Because they have no love. They have zero love. And this is all people until they return to the Father. All. And most are not going to wake up. A few will get on that straight and narrow path, and they will have real courage. Meaning that they will go through the hell from within and they will die from the hell because they will enter into the kingdom of heaven within. There is another location to live from, and that location is inside of you. The truth, I've told you this. The truth told you over and over again, when they tell you to look over there, don't. When they tell you to look over yonder, don't. When they tell you to look forward, don't. When they tell you to look backwards, don't. The truth is in you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And it's so interesting. You can live from that kingdom. And it is amazing. I can't find the words to tell you. But you can just see it for yourself if you work on yourself, men and women. Ladies, you are not responsible for changing a man. You can't change him. And men, you can't, and you're not responsible for changing a woman. You can't change them. That's on the individual to allow the spirit of truth to catch up with you. Here is a recommendation. Do what you want. But it's a recommendation. I want you to know, listen up closely, for those who want to change. Listen up. Put down your cornbread right now, your biscuits, your eggs, and listen for a minute. You don't know this, but you can and you will know it if you pay attention to you. The truth is trying to catch up with you. The truth is trying to catch up with you. It's trying to change your way of being. It's trying to change your way of thinking. It's trying to change your way of living, but you won't let it. And it tells you what to do, and you won't do it. And the beauty about the truth, just because you won't do it, it's not going to help you like mama would. Mama tried to help you. You don't have to do it. I'll do it. Truth don't operate like that. You're going to have to do what it says because it is trying to change you. It's trying to catch up with you, but you won't let it. And I've seen that over and over again. You tell people, practice being present. Stay out of your imagination. Don't think about the past or the future. Stay present. They won't do it. You tell people, make sure you, at the beginning of your morning, your day, be still. Do the silent prayer so you can practice being present. And at the end of your day, do the same thing. Before you go to sleep, oh, I did it for a while, but I stopped. It's painful. It doesn't work. And the evil inside of them and outside of them, inside of other people, encourages them to not do it. But the truth told you to do it. You're like, what can I do? What can I do? How can I? And the truth said, okay, be still and know me. I got your back. But you won't do it. A few will, but most won't. I hear it all the time. The truth tells you to stop reacting to the dark, false world inside of your mind and emotions, and stop reacting to it inside of other people. Just don't react. He tried to save you. He said, be still. Don't react. Don't overreact and don't react. And the first time that someone outside of you, quote unquote, attack you, you truly believe that you're being attacked. You fight back. You're going against the truth, so the truth can't save you. It's trying to catch up with you, and it's telling you what to do so it can catch up with you. But you won't do it. You fight back. Instead of letting the world go. Let them say, Lord, they're not attacking you physically. Let them say and do what they want. It's not happening to you, but you won't know that because you think it's happening to you, so you overreact. The first time something happens, you overreact. You fight back. You and the devil are one, two devils fighting, outside of you, inside of others. But if you just let it happen, the truth is trying to catch up with you, it will help you. It will change everything. But you won't let it. You trust evil over the truth. You even trust human beings over the truth. And the spirit of truth said, trust no one. All angry people are murderers, meaning that they murder your soul. They kill themselves spiritually and you. But you overreact. And then the thoughts tell you something, you overreact to that too. Now you're afraid. Now you feel like you got to go and do something to prove something to someone else. But the truth said, be still. I'm trying to help you. I'll fight your battle for you. But you won't let it fight. You get mad, and then you defend the anger. Well, I got mad because they were trying to make me look weak. I didn't want to look weak, or I didn't want them to think they were taking advantage of me. Or I didn't want this or that. You defend evil because it's the evil that's giving you those words to defend it. You and the devil are one. The truth says, lay your weapon down. There's no need to fight about anything with anyone. And what do? You fight. And then you build an armor to help you fight. And then when that fight is done, you and the armor turn on each other and fight. Because it's evil. Both parties are evil. The truth said, don't fight. Really. And if you ever laid your weapon down and don't fight, I don't care how the liar tried to tell you, oh, God, you look bad. Oh, God, this is happening. Oh, God, this happened. Don't pay any attention. The truth is trying to catch up with you and help you and change you from evil to good. And when the truth changes you from evil to good, you won't take any credit for being good because you would know it's not you. You would just know it. You don't even have to say it. You would just know it. But you would be free. And the world won't, they may not recognize that you're free because they're lost too, and they're trying to fight to get a thrill. But you would know. You will know. So the truth is trying to catch up with you. And the darkness hate the truth, so it's tremble at the idea that you won't overreact, that you won't fight back, that you feel the fear and don't call it you and go through the hell. So it tried desperately to get a reaction from you from within. And what are you going to find out if you do this? If you let the truth catch up with you? What you're going to find out is that discover is that it was never you. It was never you that was lonely and had fear and doubt and worry and jealousy and strife and insecurity and worry, suicidal thought, depression, anxiety, stress. It was never you. But you won't let the truth catch up with you and show you that. Oh, you read the Bible in some cases. You'll quote the scripture real loud. You'll go in the corner and get people saved in your mind. You're not even saved. That's why you're trying to get people saved. You'll do that, but you won't let the truth help you at all. The truth is trying to help you. It's trying to chase you to help you. So do what you want, but I recommend a change of mind, a change of thinking. And I want you to give this, and so I don't want you to think of change of mind is what, it is going to change your mind, but just without any, all the other stuff that you put into it. I want you to know, and I want you to say this to yourself, you know, quietly, when you're afraid, when you're lonely, when you're alone, when it looks like the whole world is laughing at you or turning against you. I want you, and inside of you, all that's going on inside of you, I want you to know the truth is chasing me to change my thinking. The truth is chasing me. Look how nervous I am. Look how worried I am. That's the truth chasing me to get that, take that away from me. It's trying to help me. You got to change your thinking. It's trying to help you. He is trying to help you, but you won't let it. You won't be still and just know. Live a quiet. Slow your roll. Slow down. And the truth says, be still so you can know the truth. But you overreact every time. You think you have something to lose. You ain't got nothing to lose. What the? You literally have nothing to lose. And yet you got to give it all up in order to know the truth. You got to give up a so-called reputation. You got to give up a so-called self-defense. You got to give up a so-called hero. You got to give up, I'm afraid of losing my job or losing my money or losing my something. You got to give up, I'm afraid of losing my family. My children, my wife, my husband, my false identity. You got to be willing to let it all go, and you're going to see it was never real. But you won't let the truth change you. It's trying to catch up with you. Do what you want with that, but you got to change in what you're thinking. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your anxieties. You're not your thrills. You're not your jealousy. You're not your revenge. You're not any of those things. And yet, because you think you are, it's destroying you. And it's causing you to destroy other lost people. Because lost people go after lost people. Dark people go after dark people. The people in the light don't think about the dark people. They're like, what the? The people of the light do not even think about the dark people. There was a caller yesterday, and he was saying that he was crying, and he said that his family, his brother, half-brother, something like that, got married, and he was not invited. And he felt bad about that. That doesn't make any sense. Why are you feeling anything that another person won't or didn't invite you to their wedding? And they have a right not to. It's no big deal. You save money and time. And wish them well. Don't be mad because they didn't invite you. They have a right not to invite you. Or some people say, my family turned against me. Right on. Let them turn against you. You got to be willing to lose it all. Overcome the world. In order to be free. You can't love both. You either love one or hate the other. You can't love the truth and love the lie as well. So it's up to you. You got to know when, and what you don't know too, it's crazy, but it's true. All of your feelings and thoughts and your worries and your envies and your strife and your revengeful and your victimhood thinking and feeling, it's all in you. It's not outside of you. It's in you. It's inside of you. It's inside of you. Just think about that. And you're thinking that somebody else is making you feel this way and do these things. It's happening in you. It's not on the outside at all. All of your worries, your fears, your false identity. You think you're important and you're not. You just attach names to you, titles and names to make yourself feel important. But that's just a thrill. It's just a thrill. It's not even real. And then you roam the earth looking for another thrill and another one and another one. And then you cry at night. But it's for those who want to overcome, change your thinking. You got to know, quietly know, wow, I feel this, and the truth is trying to catch up with me. I'm going to let it happen this time and see what happens. You got to be tired of being the way you've been all your life, and you want to be different. But don't say what the difference is. I am tired of being this way. I can't change myself. I'm tired of being of fear and worry and loneliness, whatever it is. Suicidal, drug addict, alcoholic, or drag queen, or whatever. I don't want to be this way, but I can't change it. I'm tired of it. I want to be different. But don't say what the difference is, because if you say what the difference is, you're going to take on more false identities and keep yourself in hell longer, maybe forever. Smoke, honey. The truth said to be still and know the truth. Be still and know. It says to be still and know. It didn't say to overreact and know. It didn't say to get mad and know. It didn't say to blame others and know. It didn't say to go out and try to attack and know. It says to be still and know. But you do the opposite. You overreact. You go out and attack. You attack yourself and you do all kind of crazy stuff. I set before you life and death. Choose life. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. You ain't going to get into no other way. You're not going to skip over hell and enter into heaven. And that's what a lot of Christians, Allah, Wabah people think, the Jews, they think they going to avoid hell. Uh-uh. You're already in hell, but you got to go through it. And on the other side of hell is heaven. But you got to go through hell. Christ went through it. Who are you? You think you are not going to avoid going through it? You think you're just going to be a evil person all your life and calling yourself good when you're really not good. And then you say, when you drop your body, you go into heaven. And then the people are going to lie and say you went to heaven. They're going to lie at the funeral and say, this was a good person. They were so sweet. They loved life, and they loved making people laugh. They love laughter, and they did so much. They're going to heaven. They're lying on you. An angry person would never enter into heaven while you live or after you die. It just ain't going to happen. Darkness cannot enter into the light. So change your thinking and know the truth is trying to save me. The truth is trying to help me. Let me stop. Let me don't overreact. I don't care what the world say. Those are your enemy. The people who attack you, do you think they're attacking you out of love? Why do you care what they think? They don't love you. They are evil, and they are in hell, and they're trying to bring you in their hell. But you're blind, and you don't know it because you overreact. You will not be still and see what happened. Never assume. Always have a wait and see. And as Kurt is telling me right now, the producer of Punch of TV, he white. You have to become, you have to go from two to one. And he's right. You must become whole. You must become one. You're divided inside of you. You must be one. And when you become one, you will know you. You will know who you are. It will be amazing. It ain't nothing like what you can imagine. You think you know you now, and you don't. I ask people all the time, who are you? They're like, oh, I'm so scared. I'm so lonely. I'm so this. I'm so worried. I'm so this. I'm like, well, who are you? My name is so-and-so, and I'm a doctor, lawyer, trash bin pickup. Oh, they quickly say I'm a child of God. Lord have mercy. I'm this. But they never tell me who they are. They tell me who they belong to in their mind. They tell you who they belong to. And what they do and what they have, but they cannot tell you who they are because they don't know. They have assumed that they knew. But they won't look and see that they don't know who they are. You're none of those things. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your job. You're not your wife. You're not your husband. You're not your children. You're even of your father, the devil, if you have anger / resentment. So change your mind and quietly think, look at this pain and fear I'm having or worry. Or pothead, drug addict, like that boy that killed accused of killing his dad and mama. It's not you. The truth is trying to help me. I'm going to take this pain and see what happened. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 guaranteed steps to spiritual, family, and financial success guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, announcement. Listen up. Ever since I've started mentioning to get your order in for Christmas order from the merch, and a ton of people trying to do it, and be patient, folks, because the post office busy right now. They had, I think today is the last, some type of last special day where they try to get them to you on time. So be patient with that. And then some people ordering merch, and it's not quite right like what you ordered, and you get it, and it's not what you ordered. Be patient. This is why I've been warning people for a while now to get your order in soon rather than later so you can have it by Christmas. So if you do get merch and it's not quite what you ordered, be patient. Either return it to the supplier, or let us know, and no promises, but we'll do our best to help you, all right? So stop overreacting. What the? This is the season where everybody and Bay Mama ordering coffee and books and T-shirts and mugs. It's like what they call Black Friday-like thing. Everybody starts shopping in the last minute. So you're going to have issues that arise. Just be patient. In all things, be patient, all right? And they'll send you, let them know, they'll send you the right one. Go to, for the coffee and the mugs and the T-shirts and the hoodies and the books and all that, go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. rebuildingdemand.com/stores. All right? And be patient with the counseling thing, too. I do the counseling, and it says it's booked, so you may not get it right that same day. But she's working very hard to get you in as soon as possible. Family, individual counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingdemand.com. Anywhere in the world. And we counsel. We have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. I hear it all the time. And go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. All right? And last but not least, brand new episode of The Fallen State. .tv. TheFallenState.tv. I had an interesting, yet another interesting discussion with Pastor Chrissy Miles on The Fallen State there. And she is a pastor at Influence Church and the co-founder of Miles Media Inc. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
We were all born into sin, but the good news is that we can be born again.
Anyone that has anger or evil, they play God.
When you can fix the heart issue, then you can fix the acts of the flesh. Your behavior is just a byproduct of the things that you believe.
God and Christ, Christ over man, man over woman. Every time the man listens to a woman, he suffers.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. Well, ladies don't like to hear that. I don't care if they're a preacher or not a preacher alike. But anyway, there is the order, though. What the? And I enjoyed it, though. It was fun. This Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you can support the Fallen State right there on the channel by becoming a member of the Fallen State or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. And ladies, tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the last Thursday night meeting for ladies only. This has been one of those years that only a wait-and-see attitude would allow you to know. And the ladies have done this. And they are on fire, really. And they are not giving up no matter what. And it's amazing. So this Thursday is the last Thursday, the third Thursday of the month. Okay? 7 p.m., ladies, come on down tomorrow night, ladies form. Sunday mornings, meetings are still on. We're doing it all through the holidays and everything. We are doing the Sunday morning fellowships. We are. I want to show you this, and then I go to your calls here. Yesterday, we told you, or the day before, I believe yesterday, about a man who has been accused of killing his father and mother, and they say that he was a drug addict. The boy was a drug addict, and he had been in and out of drug rehab places since 15. He had gone through numbers of things. But apparently he and his father, according to the story, I don't know, argued a lot. And so, but anyway, he's been accused of killing his father. What were those people's name?
Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And Michelle Singer Reiner.
Rob Reiner and Michelle Reiner. This son has been accused of killing them, and they said that he was a drug addict for a long time. And they white. And you know how everybody and they mama want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy. Everybody want to be white. It's like Al Green said, I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired on my own. Won't you help me, please, soon as you can? Now a black person has been accused of killing his folks, or at least his daddy. Everybody want to be like the white man. Talking about this guy, if this is true, I don't know if it's true, he is taking wanting to be white to another level. If this is true. ABC 7, the son of renowned opera singer Jubilant Skykes was charged with murder Thursday for allegedly stabbing his father to death at the family's Santa Monica home. Oh, Lord. Everybody want to do what the white man doing. Except baby Jessica daddy. Isn't that amazing? Christian Post is reporting. The son was homeless and struggling with mental illness for years. Doesn't that sound like the white guy? What the? Black people don't normally kill their parents. That's a white thing. And now everybody want to be white, so now black people killing their parents, I guess, if this is true. So the son was homeless and struggling with mental illness. And black people don't have no mental illness. That's a white thing. What y'all? When I was growing up and we would see black people who acted weird, we would just say they were crazy. I used to have to ride my horse over to see my girlfriend. And I would go right after Sunday morning fellowship. Why I would go, early in the evening while it was still light. because there was this crazy black lady that used to hang out. We had to cross a bridge from Barber County over to Russell County. And this black woman was crazy, and she would hang out at the bridge. And when you cross over, she would jump over the bridge to scare you. I forgot her name. She did now. And so we call her crazy. We didn't call her mentally ill. But anyway, the son of a homeless and struggling, the son was homeless and struggling with mental illness for years, according to the Los Angeles County District Attorney Office. Watch this from ABC 7.
Michelle, new tonight, 31-year-old Micah Sykes made his first court appearance today since his arrest. Sykes, accused of murdering his father, made a few outbursts in court today, but ultimately waived his right to a speedy arraignment, asking to push it to February. Police say Micah Sykes was taken into custody without incident after his father, 71-year-old renowned opera singer Jubalin Sykes, was found stabbed to death in his Santa Monica home Monday evening. When police arrived, Jubalin Sykes' wife met them at the door. The Grammy-nominated singer, whose career spanned decades, was pronounced dead at the scene. Noting that Jubalin Sykes' wife witnessed the incident, the deputy district attorney asked the judge to raise bail from $4 million to no bail, citing public safety. The deputy district attorney also told the court Sykes was diagnosed with schizophrenia in 2007 and claimed he may not have been properly medicated at the time of the incident.
If released or if able to post bail, the people are concerned that the public safety will be in jeopardy. The defendant is homeless, has nowhere to go other than the location where this incident took place. And again, people are concerned for...
I don't see my mother here.
People are concerned for that person.
Black people, that's a white thing. Don't be killing your parents trying to be white. What? It's enough being white on the inside and black on the outside, all right? Don't kill your parents. That's a white thing. What? If this is true, I don't know how true it is, but if it's true. Everybody want to be white, except baby Jessica's daddy. According to ABC 7, the deputy district attorney noted that other family members were in court and wanted him to communicate. And wanted him to communicate that they love the defendant. Yeah, right. But anyway, may the man's soul rest in peace. Everybody and their mama drug addicts, except baby Jessica's daddy. But black people, you ain't mentally ill, you're crazy. Those who got mental problems. And you don't kill your parents. That's a white thing. One other thing I want to just tell you about this. Parents, once your children become drug addicts and alcoholics, whatever they are adults, and they will become those issues, you can't help them. You're feeling all bad and guilty, and even though you set them up by making them angry, mothers turning them away from their fathers, all children, and they suffer. You are to blame for that because you're supposed to be perfect. And kids expect you to be perfect. So they do become angry and they become drug addicts or whatever. But you can't come back and save them. You remind me of the government. You screw them up. And then you come back and act like you're trying to save them. You can't save them. You have to let them go. Apologize to them for setting them up by making them angry. But you got to let them go. 888-775-3773. What? Nah, let me go to James out of California. James, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, James.
Outstanding. Yeah, so I was telling Derek pretty much about how, from my observation, how a lot of black people love their hell. Not all, but most, like you say, right? And I've noticed this, you know, coming up, growing up in the ghetto, and I was, my mom, you know, I was a beta male when I was younger. I didn't understand. I didn't know any better.
Are you black?
My mom kept, I'm black.
You're black. Okay.
Yes, sir. And, you know, my observation, before I started to wake up and God started to show me things, and eventually I found your show and everything like that, and I realized I was on the right path. But I did observe something growing up. Being our black people were always told, you know, you were taken from Africa, and you were led to believe that you were, you know, you're less than white people, and yada yada yada. So I noticed that, but at the same time, black people didn't change. They still stayed in their same condition, even once they realized that they could change, but they still stayed in the same condition, living in these deprived neighborhoods and ghettos and everything. A lot of them, they just love receiving the food stamps, not having a man in the house, the leadership, and things like that. And I also even noticed this as well, and this is my observation now, Jesse, you know, like a lot of the single moms that I grew up around, they had these sons that were old, living around the house, and, you know, they would bring their friends around, and they walk around with their shirts off, and they talk about the man all the time being, like, you know, perverts, things like that. But a lot of the women that were there, they don't talk about this. You know, a lot of the guys would bring their friends around all the time to be around the house. And those women, they kind of like that kind of stuff, you know. That was my observation.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of that going on. And nobody don't talk about it, but I've seen a lot of it, and I still see a lot of it today. And they don't want these grown males that's of age, of accountability, to go out and go live. But they keep them around, and they love it.
Evil people love keeping. They love being in hell themselves, miserable, revengeful, jealous, and all that. And so they cannot handle one person leaving hell and entering into heaven, perfect peace. They can't handle that. So they're definitely going to try to keep you in there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I wanted to share that with you, because that was something that I've seen when I was growing up. Because I stayed at home a little too long. And now since I've decided, you know, years ago to live on my own, be accountable, be responsible, be getting married, have my family and everything like that. Now looking back at hindsight and still seeing what's going on today, you know, it's a lot of them. It's not like they don't have the opportunity to change. They do have the opportunity to change. They just really love what they're receiving. They love the free stuff, you know, and they don't mind protecting what they're getting for free.
Yeah.
You know, even if it causes humility.
Most people, except for the handful that try to overcome, they work to overcome. They love their hell. They love their misery. They love it. And that's why they won't change, because if they didn't love it, if they didn't love the thrills, they didn't love being miserable and fake happiness and all that, which is just another false thrill, they would change. They don't want to change. And God is not, or the Spirit of Truth is not going to interfere with anyone that doesn't want to change, that open themselves up so the truth can come in and help them. It's just not going to happen.
Right. And before I let you go, Jesse, here's one more thing. The only thing I can say about black excellence, is the only people that's excellent that's black is those who are waking up and overcoming their anger and starting to see it. That's the black excellence.
So, I rest my case. Absolutely.
There we go.
Amazing.
All right, well.
Thank you, James.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Take care.
All right. Stay with it. And Merry Christmas, folks. Super Chat.
Joel E. Welcome, JLP show member, along with Pickle Bear 8527.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, the assignment this week really helps with not arguing with people. Thank you.
Stop arguing. When you argue with people, or you get mad at other people, or you blame them for the way you think and feel, It shows that you have lack of understanding. You have no understanding. Because if you had understanding, you would not get angry. Understanding will make you free. So just know that when you get angry or resentful or irritated or whatever you want to dress it up with, just know you lack understanding. Because if you had understanding, you would never get angry at anyone about anything. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Right on.
And that assignment was don't go with the second thought, catch the first thought.
Have you been doing that? Hey.
Well, here and there. No.
You're not supposed to do it here and there. You're supposed to do it.
Indeed. Popcorn's thump keg. Jesse, you've said several times that there is no one can cause you, that no one can cause another person to be angry. They only bring out what's already inside of them. Right?
100%.
In Trump's Truth Social post about Rob Reiner, which you reacted to yesterday, he said that Rob died, quote, reportedly due to the anger he caused others, unquote. My question is based on what you said, no one can cause another person to become angry. Isn't Trump wrong to suggest he caused others anger?
Yes. Because if anyone can make you angry, it's because the anger is already in you. So, yeah, it's not. If it's, just think about that. If it's not in you, how can somebody bring something out of you that's not inside of you? Amazing, huh? Anger doesn't come from outside. It comes from within. And the people that try to make you angry is coming from within them, that individual, male or female. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Popcorn. No one, just Joe, says super, super. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe.
Whaler 860, Wicked Witch of the West, Black Excellence.
Amazing. Black Excellence. Thank you.
Chris C. says, BQ, biblical question.
When people say my prayers go out, what do they mean?
It means nothing, Jesse. Just an evil thrill to say, says Chris C.
Thank you, Chris C. And I'll put my two sisters in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing and the Crete don't rise. Amazing. Thank you.
Connor over there on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hello from Australia. Australia.
Heard around the world.
Question, is it possible to work on yourself if you're still living with mama? I'm 25 years old.
Yes, it is possible. Absolutely. You start working on yourself no matter where you are and whatever situation you are in, and the situation starts to change. It really will. All the way from Australia. I wish you well. Stay with it. Connor, right?
Yes.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
And a beautiful nighttime cityscape motif from Anthony L., a sticker.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony L.
And from Pastor Shadley. Oh, we better read the rest of these later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news, the hate news. 2 more hours to go, and I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Some serious mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We have 2 hours of Black Excellence today. It's Wednesday, And it's the 17th of December, A.D., 2025, a week from Christmas Eve, guys. And there is one line open. You, yes, you, can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, if you haven't already gotten on hold or on air, of course. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of your Super Chats, those on Pilled.net, as well as other platforms, Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. We'll get to all of your Super Chats, and hopefully, all right, and more great stories. But it is Hake News, Not Fake News, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, cold and snowy weather has lingered across much of the United States, the kind that sinks into your bones since Thanksgiving. But an upcoming pattern change could melt away any chances of a white Christmas for many. That's what the liberals want. They want to melt away the white Christmas. Next week's holiday forecast points to warmer than average temperatures in several states. Wow. Brown University, speaking of not white, Brown University, a manhunt. Days after a mass shooting at Brown University left two students dead and nine others hospitalized. Authorities in Providence, Rhode Island, that's the capital of Rhode Island, a little state over there, are still searching for the suspect 5 days in, something like that, right? On Tuesday, law enforcement released a new photo and enhanced videos, so-called, showing a person of interest in the hours leading up to Saturday's attack. Authorities hope that the videos which detail the person's body movements, posture, gait, and other patterns will help identify the individual. Meanwhile, campus remains on edge as Rhode Island's governor has ordered a sweeping review of school safety measures. It's an Ivy League school. They get major funding, by the way. At least 75 school shootings have unfolded this year in the United States. I wonder how many are black. Shout out. Reiner murder case, the Los Angeles County DA's district attorney's office is charging Nick Reiner, the son, 32 years old, I believe, with two counts of first-degree murder, premeditated, I believe that means, alleging the 32-year-old fatally stabbed his parents. Famed Hollywood director, Rob Reiner, and producer, woman, whatever she is, Michelle with one L, Singer Reiner. Singer, her maiden name. The charges, if they lead to a conviction, carry a sentence of either life in prison without parole or the death penalty. Remains unclear whether the authorities will seek a death sentence. I doubt it. Nick Reiner is currently held on no bail and will be arraigned at a later date. They had to do some medical check on him still, last I heard. While the news of the Reiner's death sent shockwaves through Hollywood, it has also placed renewed focus on Nick Reiner's background and previous struggles with addiction. Whatever struggles means, right? And that travel ban, an updated and more inclusive travel ban, or exclusive if you prefer. The number of countries facing travel restrictions to the United States is growing significantly. On Tuesday, President Trump signed a proclamation expanding the list of countries with full or partial restrictions up to 39 from 19. The White House, white on the inside now, said the listed countries demonstrate severe deficiencies in screening, vetting, and information sharing. Move comes as President Trump intensifies the immigration crackdown, citing a November shooting in Washington, D.C., by an illegal alien, by the way, I think, he was kind of illegal, and then they let him stay. He was brought here from Afghanistan by evil Biden, which is Obama Part 3, and all that mess, I think, right? Something like that. That killed one National Guard member, that woman, and critically wounded another, a man. Terrible. And I'll have to tell you about this Bondi Beach massacre, you know, that happened on Sunday over in Australia. Left 16 people dead. The 24-year-old gunman faces 15 counts of murder and much more than just that. I'm James Hake, now JLP.
Check out Punchy's Coffee.
Hour
I
two.
Have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is...
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, and my biblical question, a juicy, a mamma mia, a hola, the biblical question. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? I hear it all the time from everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody their mama, if you're white. My prayers go out to you. Let me just say first, my prayer goes out to the family, and my prayers goes out to the victim. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can watch it on your phone, podcast, and go do what you got to do if you just got to go and do it. But listen on the phone if it made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you will have peace of mind. He made it possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the second hour of the show on Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. It's the second hour of the show. And every first and second hour of the show on Wednesday, though we take all calls, it is Black Excellence Hour. This was before the Civil Rights Movement, fake Civil Rights Movement, Blacks were free. And this was after. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They're asleep. Every angry person, that's why they're so wicked, or asleep and don't even know it. That's the interesting thing about it. They don't even know that they're asleep. Sleepy people don't know that they're sleeping. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that's amazing. I want to show you another Black Excellent, and then I'll take your calls. This Black Excellence. Here's an example of Black Excellence Google AI. There's this term called loop puncher. Puncher. Is that right there? Loop. I've never heard it the first time with this morning in the meeting with my producer. There's this term called loop puncher. It's a nickname given by social media users and local news outlet to multiply to multiple individuals who have carried out a series of random, unprovoked attacks. You know how the blacks go around knocking out white women and white people, knocking them out and all that mess? Well, they got a name for it now. It's called loop punchers. And the loop is a place there in Chicago. The Chicago loop. And so they call loop punchers. Isn't that something? They give it evil another name. But black excellent. But anyway, they carry out random, unprovoked attack, mostly punching women. In the Loop area and on public transportation in Chicago. Chi-town, ABC 7, Chicago. Chicago police arrested Marlon Miller, the alleged serial loop puncher, on Wednesday. He was on an electronic monitoring at the time of his arrest. Watching from ABC 7, Chicago.
An update on a series of apparently random attacks targeting women here in the Loop this week. And tonight we've learned the suspect, now in custody, had been charged in a series of similar attacks. We're hearing from one of his alleged victims and why she thinks her attacker never should have been out on the streets.
He yelled, and then he swung and hit me in my left thigh.
Sherry Bester says she had just stepped out of Millennium Station when a man lashed out at her.
He hit me hard enough where, with my glasses on, my eye did still swell.
Bester soon learning she wasn't the only victim.
We're going to call the battery in progress. There's a guy on the street at Randolph and State punching people.
At least three women attacked in the Loop Wednesday morning, all apparently at random. Police quickly took Marlon Miller into custody. He appeared in court today on charges of aggravated battery and was ordered held until his trial. We looked into Miller's record. Last month, he was accused of throwing a cup filled with a milkshake at a woman right near the Chicago Theater. And in October, Miller was arrested nearby on Lake Street, accused of punching two women in the face. Mm-hmm. Following that incident, a judge ordered him placed on electronic monitoring, a program that has recently come under scrutiny after the fiery attack on a woman sitting on a CTA train. The suspect in that case was also on electronic monitoring.
Like the judicial system is failing us. It's not working.
Marlon Miller will be back in court next week.
Amazing, huh? They don't put black people in jail anymore. They put the whites in jail, but not the blacks. They leave them on the street so they can continue to destroy. That's the first time I've seen them attack a black woman like that, knock out a black woman. Because of the genocide on white people in America, I've not seen them knock out a black woman. What the? But that is black excellence at work. And black people, I want you to know, do what you want. You can change. And slavery had nothing to do with it. If anything, you should be thanking white people that they ended slavery in America. If you had been in Africa or other countries, you'd still be enslaved by the Muslim, the Allahu Akbar people. So you should be grateful instead of spending a lifetime talking about, oh, it's racism, it's slavery. They should put the judge in prison who keep letting these people out and talking about they put them on an ankle moniker. How is that going to stop a black person from committing a crime? What the? And then that guy that was accused of killing his daddy in the first hour? Black people don't kill their parents. That's a white thing. Black people kill one another, not the parents. But they're trying to act white. What the? This is Hell on Earth. inside of human beings. This is why I don't know why you would think about other human beings and what they're doing and saying and the way they're acting. Let them live their life, long as they're not physically attacking you. They're not doing it out of love. They're doing it out of hate. And when you join forces with them, you're joining into evil because it's in you, and then they'll turn on you. You can bank on that. Overcome evil with good. Sense the truth. Be still and overcome evil with good, according to the truth. And the truth is trying to catch up with you. It really is trying to help you. One other quick report. Did you hear about this? It's Black Excellence. This woman, according to this report, my black producer gave me, he's smart. Oh, that's because he's white on the inside, too. He's white on the inside, black on the outside, flat earther, little coon, and Nazi. He's all of those. Amazing, huh? But he, Jamie didn't stir. I had not heard of this either, but I'm not surprised. White people have turned their world over to their country, over to the blacks, knowing that the blacks don't love them. Knowing that the blacks don't love, they gave, it's like you invited Allah Wabba people to your country, and you let them get into your government as a representative, knowing that they don't care about you. They hate you. What a mess, huh? This report is interesting, folks. From WTAE. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. WTAE report from July 2nd, 2021. A video shows a Brighton Heights mother plays her 9-year-old daughter in the grass to dump her own garbage after, she says, the environmental service employee told her it was too heavy. Watch this from WTAE TV.
The couple tells me they're frustrated with what happened and the lack of answers. They live in the Brighton Heights neighborhood here in the city of Pittsburgh. So their garbage is picked up and dumped into trucks just like this one, owned by the city. But the city employees you're about to see on this video chose not to do that. So the homeowner had to do it herself. Watch. You are watching video captured by a camera mounted on a home along Wilkesboro Avenue.
Do you guys care if I put them in? This is the second week you have them taken. I'm a bit kind of gross.
The voice you hear is Amanda Seawright, who was sitting here on her porch when she says she watched the environmental services employees touch her trash cans and say they were too heavy. You can hear her 9-month-old daughter crying as Seawright walks into the camera's view after the employee tells her she can dump her trash into the truck herself. And she does, one after another, with her small children, Jacob and Aurora, sitting on the lawn watching, and with no help from the two employees.
My wife obviously picked it up with ease, so it wasn't that heavy. And we're not putting bowling balls and watermelons out in our garbage. It's kitchen trash.
Brian Seawright is a city employee himself, a firefighter. So he says he and his wife reached out to the city 4 times since last week when they say these garbage cans were left the first time. City officials tell me this is now under full investigation by the Department of Public Works.
Amazing, huh? You still want the blacks working for you? White people, black people don't love you. They don't love themselves, and they don't love other blacks. What do you think? How do you think they're going to treat you? Those appear to be two black guys. You're under genocide. And it's going to get worse. When you don't overcome evil within yourself, it gets worse. And then you spread out into the world, blaming them for the way you feel. And white people won't speak up. They won't say anything. And those guys will not be punished. I'll be surprised if they do. is under investigation. Can you imagine the outcry had that been two white guys refusing to pick up a black people trash, and they getting paid to do that? The trash would be on fire. According to a report, the black guy, oh, they're too heavy. It's two of them. Talk about beta males. It's too heavy, the white woman. It's because they don't like white people. They hate white people. They blame white people for their failure. Even the black men blame other white men and white people for their failure in life. And the woman just went out there and just drug it in and threw it in there while her baby sat on the ground. Do what you want with it, but you are under genocide, white people, by the blacks. And government employees don't have to do anything anyway. It's a lazy man's job, a woman. Working for the government is a lazy person job. I remember years ago, all my friends were getting a job with the government. And so I'm like, and they would be off work a lot, and they were making good money, and they would be on vacation. Every holiday, the government shut down. And I'm like, what? I'm going to get me one of those lazy governmental jobs. But I was so black, I couldn't even pass the civil service test. They would give me this little test. Well, I was so dumb, black and dumb, I couldn't even pass the test. Thank God I didn't pass it. I thank God I didn't pass that test because I'd be working for the government today and be just a lazy. And then I thank God I didn't learn to read the Bible. I didn't remember the Bible. I try hard to remember the Bible because all my little Christian friends would quote the Bible in the Word. And they would quote the Bible like chipmunks. And I tried to learn and remember the Bible. I could not remember it. It would just go right out. I'm like, what the? Thank God he didn't allow me to remember the Bible. The Word is made flesh. The truth is already in you. Had I learned the Bible by rote, I would not have connected with the truth within. So count your blessings and name them one by one. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Troy.
Quick PSA, I just want to say that mental health is spiritual health, in my opinion.
Angry, resentful people are mentally ill. They are crazy. Mm-hmm. All of them. It doesn't matter what you have or how many degrees or no degrees or Christian degrees or whatever. If you have anger, you are mentally ill. You're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
So my question, Jesse, is I saw this post on Instagram this weekend that this guy was, he's like a Christian guy, and he was preaching that, those who hate evil or those who are Christians must hate evil. And he was specifically talking about Islam, but he was just talking about sin in general. But I remember Christ
said
that,
a little bit.
Yep. I remember that Christ said that we're supposed to pray for our enemies and for those that persecute us. So my question is it better to say that we hate evil or we don't accept evil as Christians?
I don't know. What's the difference to you?
Well, the Bible does say those who love God must hate evil. But I said, Christ.
Hate it means don't hate it. Don't judge it. Because it's not them. They know not what they do. Because if you hate it, you become like what you hate. Whenever you say you hate, you're saying you love. Because you will love what you hate. You don't accept it by not judging it. You're not accepting it as a right.
So that was my question, because I remember you always say, you know, we don't hate anything, but there are certain things we don't accept.
Right. You just don't hate it. When you don't judge it, you neither love it or hate it. It has nothing. It won't affect you at all. But the moment you say you're angry, you hate it, or resentful, then you're loving it because you do love what you hate.
Because I know that the children of destruction, they always are saying, oh, Christians are haters. They hate, you know, homosexuals, or they hate, you know, X, Y, Z. And it's like, no, it's not a hate thing. It's actually meant to protect society from evil.
Well, most Christians do hate. They have no love. It's hard to find a Christian with real love. That's why they turn on each other. They quote the Bible, but they have no love. Their hearts are inside of them. The glass is dirty. They clean on the outside, but not the inside. So most Christians, especially Bible thumper ones too, are the worst on the planet.
So, because what I was trying to think of is, you know, a lot of people in my job, they talk to me because I wear a cross on my uniform, and they ask me about Christianity from time to time. And I'm just wondering, like, if they ask me, you know, well, why are Christians, you know, or do Christians hate? That's what I wanted to say. It's like, we don't hate or judge anybody, but there's just certain things we don't accept. Do you think that would be a good response to that?
No. Because Christians do hate.
Oh.
That's why most people hate the Christians, because the Christians are haters. They have no love.
But I'm talking about the true children of God.
Those who have returned to the Father don't have hate. If they have truly returned to the Father, I'm not talking about intellectual return or quote the scripture return, or just going down to the church and accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior and believe that he died and rose again. That's not it. Those people are haters.
But so the people that have returned to their Father, you just tell them that we don't judge or hate anybody. You can live however you want, but we wish you well. Would that be something that you would say?
I wouldn't plan what I'm going to say, kind of have a wait and see, and you'll be able to respond because of truth. And especially if you're overcoming, even the truth will speak through you, and it will speak for you. So don't plan what you're going to say.
Yeah, because the one thing I did see in the Bible was Jesus said that you always judge a tree by its fruit. And, you know, you see the left-wing fruit or the Islamic fruit and the Christ fruit. And anybody that's real can tell you that the Christ fruit is the best fruit.
Well, most people don't know what the Christ fruit is at all. Zero.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one. But I'll try to let the Holy Spirit speak for me on that one.
Are you practice staying present?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, you'll be fine. Don't plan on how you're going to respond. Always have a way to see. I never plan on how I will respond to any situation at all. I've never done that. I've always have a way to see, and it's going to be just fine.
So the Holy Spirit will speak for you.
Don't even think that way either. The Spirit of truth will speak through you. You got to get rid of all your identities.
Can I ask you another quick question?
Real fast, yes.
All right. Do you think a career as an athlete is a realistic choice for children to pursue, or is it better for parents to teach them more marketable skills like the trades?
I don't know. I've not thought about it. That's interesting. It all depends on if they had good parents, they'll be fine. But most children in sports have evil parents, and so they turn out to take that fame and stuff, and they go nuts with it because it's all ego. It all depends on the parents.
Because I was thinking, like, if a kid is, you know, just a really great athletic build, like they're a super tall athletic kid, you know, you go play basketball, or really strong, you go play football, but... I just don't, you know, but getting into those.
It should not be based on your height or anything. It should be based on if that's what you want to do.
So it should be more up to the child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I I do notice that, like, you know, some parents, they do kind of get their kids into the sport and the child comes to love the sport. But do you think it's better if the sport kind of calls out to the child? And
if the child want to do it. The parents are doing it because they try to live through the children. They're losers and they don't have a real life. So they try to live through their children.
Oh, so it, as a parent, it would be best to let the child say, hey, I want to go play football. I want to go play soccer.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's beautiful, Jesse. And last thing, I'm hoping to come to your church next month.
So. Amazing. Well, you're always welcome to our Troy.
Yeah, and I'll bring your book to sign.
Okay. So. Amazing.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Yes.
God bless.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Justin. How you be, brother?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm just curious.
You curiosity that, killed the cat.
That's what they say, but I don't believe in everything they say, though.
No,
but
they said satisfaction brought him back.
How do you believe in Donald Trump so wholeheartedly when everything in his around him is a lie? I mean, he speaks lies each and every day.
But you lie right now.
How do you feel about that?
How do you feel about lying right now?
I'm asking you a question.
No, how do you feel about lying right now?
What lies I'm telling, Jesse?
You tell a lie right now.
Jesse, you going to participate or you going to be a comedian today?
Let me tell you what lie you're telling.
Speak, Jesse. I'm listening.
I don't believe in Donald Trump.
Oh, you don't? You say he's a great white hope.
He is a great white hope. That doesn't mean I believe
Explain
in him.
How is he the great white hope when he's destroying
he is making America great again.
He's
bringing jobs back, and he shut down the borders.
We ain't never seen the record for jobs.
He's going to ship those migrants. What's those people's name from Africa that stole the money?
Somalians.
He's going to ship the Somalians back, and he's white. So he is the great white hope. That's how he's the white. And some people call him king.
That's a lie, too, Jesse.
They do.
They call him no king.
You
they
never
call
heard,
him no king.
You never heard them no call Donald Trump
Tell
king?
Tell the truth, Jesse.
Tony, have you heard them call him king?
I heard him call no king. Yes, no king.
And then they hold rallies honoring
the
king.
No king rallies. No king rallies. No dictator in America.
But they see him as king.
No dictator.
They see him as a king, Tony.
Jesse, you say you
are a
man
of Christianity. Tony, let me ask you this. Hold on, Tony. Tony, hold on.
Go ahead, Jesse.
If they did not see him as a king, would they hold a no king rally?
Yes, they hold him. He's trying to be a king. He's trying to be a dictator.
Did he say he was a king?
He says that he's Donald Trump.
Did he say he was a king?
All he's doing is raping America.
Tony,
their wealth.
Did he say he was a king?
I don't know if he said it or not.
You do? Oh, you know everything else, but you don't know that, huh? Have you ever heard Donald Trump call himself a king?
Yeah, he said in an interview. He said
you heard Donald Trump call himself a king.
Wait a minute, can I speak, Jesse? Calm down, Jesse, before you have a little heart attack. The thing is, Jesse, in an interview, he said they called me king, but
right,
hey,
he never called himself king.
But he did say nothing wrong.
It's the same way with Christ. Christ never called himself a king, but the people called him king.
You comparing him to Jesus Christ, then, right?
Yes.
Man, I don't understand how you call yourself a Christian then.
Because he is like Christ.
But you know what thing? I do understand, because all Christians lie.
Do you see that he like Christ?
Let me ask you one question, Justin.
I got to take a break. Thank you, Tony. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
You get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God.
No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Love. Love one another, not hate one another. Pray for one another. Not like that little prayer, my prayer go with you. It's kind of mess. Well, I don't want to call it mess, but not until Sunday. But love one another. Pray for one another. If you had understanding, you would be doing that. But you're not doing it because you lack understanding. Understanding is amazing. You have no idea because you hold on to the knowledge. You hold on to the intellect and you stay in prison. Let all that go and above all, get an understanding. Forgive them, they know not what they do. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The guy with the good hair, The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And then after that, energy, just like the Great White Hope, maybe a little bit more energy. The American Anchor Baby, getting the job done. He's like the Great White Hope, giving back to America. And it's amazing. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then today at 2 p.m., it's Wednesday. At 2 p.m., you're going to get a chance to meet, if you haven't already seen him, my producer, he black, of the Destiny Peterson Show. So just know in advance, he's black on the outside, but he's white on the inside. He's a coon on the inside, a little coon. He is a Nazi on the inside. He is a flat earther on the inside. Wow, talk about messed up, huh? He's talking about the Trinity. He got the Trinity on the roll. The Parchin TV, a brand new episode of Parchin TV today at 2 p.m. Get ready. It's going to blow your mind. And then breaking news, Don Jr. is getting married again. He's been married before, right? Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How many times?
He was married once for 12 years, made five children with Vanessa Trump, who divorced him in 2018. At that year, he started dating Kimberly Guilfoyle. You familiar with her? You interviewed her.
Gavin Newsom, S.Y.
Yes.
What the?
And that lasted. They got engaged, but I don't think they ever married. And now he's engaged to his new main squeeze, Bettina Anderson, something like that.
Amazing.
According to President Trump, who announced that on Monday.
Oh, Trump made the announcement?
Yeah, huh? At the White House for some event.
What the? And who is Vanessa?
Vanessa Trump was the ex-wife.
Oh.
Of 12 years. She filed for divorce in 2018.
Oh, okay. How come one time marriage ain't enough? What the? I wish him well. But educated women don't make for good wives and mothers.
Indeed.
Derek is telling me that that lady you're talking about, Vanessa Trump.
That's Bettina, I believe. Bettina, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
No, she looks like she's going to make for a good wife and a mother.
They both look scared.
Trump Jr., you're like, what the hell? You're like, what?
Shout out.
What am I getting myself into? But anyway, so that one, his first wife, Trump Jr.'s first wife, I guess, according to Google AI, according to Derek, he just gave me this. Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump are in a serious relationship. Is that true?
I wouldn't be surprised. Tiger Woods, gotta love him.
Amazing. But anyway, I want to go to Canada and talk to Jeremy out of Canada. Jeremy, you are on the air. Jermaine, you're on the air.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir. I'm calling this morning about the biblical question.
When people say, my prayers goes out, what do they mean?
Nah, they mean they feel your pain and they're praying and keeping you in mind.
That what they mean?
Yeah.
How can you feel somebody else's pain?
I would like to know. When you're not able to see, you make up this imaginary thing in your mind that you're feeling their pain, and that's how you can resonate with them and understand what they're going through. So then you're like, oh, you know, I feel bad for you, so my prayers go out to you, and I'm going to pray for you, even though they can't pray for you, but yeah.
Amazing. Interesting, Jermaine. I'm going to have to hold off, though, until Sunday, and I'll put my two cents in. Do you feel, and I appreciate that. Let me ask, do you feel other people pain?
If anything, I kind of laugh at it.
So you don't feel their pain?
No. I have a friend last night. We were talking because I'm inviting him to my Christmas company party. So we're talking, and then he brought up this girl that he's in love with. And I question him a little bit on it. He's like, you know, 1 year from now, I'm still in the same position. Nothing has changed. And I'm like, have you changed? He's like, yeah, but nothing changed about me having a girlfriend. I'm like, interesting. And he's saying he tried to get her because it's his dream girl. And because of that, she's causing him pain now. And he wanted me to feel sorry for her. And I'm like, no, it's not working. So it was kind of a funny conversation.
It's not even possible to feel someone else's pain. It's not even possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the?
Like, you know, when everyone is in a falling state, they go through the same kind of thing. And,
yeah.
And because it's a repeat of someone else's thing, you kind of went through it. So you kind of want to feel their pain. But it's just an illusion. So it's interesting.
Amazing. Well, I really appreciate you responding to the question. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. And stay with it, man. Just stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Nice. I look forward to Sunday service, Jesse.
Right on. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir.
When is your Christmas party?
This Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't eat too much eggnog. I mean, drink too much eggnog.
I haven't had eggnog in so long. That's crazy. I haven't had eggnog in a long time. You're all invited, even the chat.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
You too, Jesse. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Mark, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey. How you doing today, Jesse?
All is well, Mark.
That's good. See, my question was, I left the church, I would say, whenever I was around 12 years old, because my views didn't really align with the church's because of, once you start asking certain questions, the church really doesn't really have the answers that you're looking for. Is it better to learn things for yourself or going and learning the views based off the church and the Bible, or should you go off your own perspectives?
Well, you should go off your own perspective, but you should live from within, go within and live there, and you will discover that you have a teacher within you already, and that teacher will teach you all things.
Gotcha.
And the only time you need to learn from somebody else sometimes is if you want to learn a trade or something like that, and then somebody else may be able to teach you a trade. But other than that, you have a spiritual teacher within you, and he will teach you all things. You're not going to learn it any other way. Because if you go to a church and just learn it, it's just intellectual, and it's not going to do anything good for you at all. It'll just keep you in darkness.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it keeps you from asking real questions, in a sense.
Yeah, because you don't even know what real questions are when you're lost.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I also have another question.
You're a Christian?
If that's cool. Yes, I'm Christian.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You had another question.
You know how whenever kids are young, they say, like, you know, even kids are pure and innocent and all these other things, they really can't sin? Like, yeah, baby, they're just ignorant to the world and things. Is it better to be ignorant on things than learn the harsh reality of things?
It's best to be innocent. And kids are innocent until mothers screw them up. That's what it means, born in sin. Born in sin simply means you're born into a crazy family that's already angry, they're already lost, and they attack you, and not physically most of the time, but spiritually with their darkness. You can't handle that as a kid, and you become angry. The moment you become angry, you're born into the hell of evil, and your heart becomes sinful because now you're judging and thinking you know right from wrong. And that's what it means to be born in sin. Your heart changes from good to evil when you're a kid. The moment you become angry.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Thank you for your time, man. No, I'm not.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I don't really hold any resentment. I think we all go through our own ways in life, and we all deal with it the way we can, and some people agree with it, and some people don't.
And have you forgiven your mother?
No. I wouldn't say I have any grudges toward my mom.
And so have you forgiven your mother?
I guess I forgive her.
Have you told her?
No, I can't say I have. I haven't talked to my mom in 7 years.
And why not?
We got in a big old family dispute and, you know, things just didn't work out. And, it was a big old family debacle. You know how things are.
And knowing that she's evil and she's recreated her image, how will you return to the father if you don't forgive your mother?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, that was a question.
Oh. I'm sorry, repeat it again.
Knowing that your mother is evil and she has turned you away from your father, in return turning you away from God, how will you return to the father if you don't forgive your mother for what she's done to you?
Are we talking in the spiritual sense or in an actual family kind of sense?
How will you return to the father if you don't forgive your mother for turning you away from him? And you know your mother is evil and she's passed it on to you. How will you overcome evil if you don't forgive her so that God can forgive you?
Gotcha. Oh, I never really thought about that.
And why not? You're a Christian.
That's true, yeah. I don't really pick up the Bible very often, but I would like to believe I'm a Christian.
But why have you thought about, I need to forgive my mother? I'm just like her. I'm insecure. I'm angry. I'm emotional. I think like a woman. I'm just like my mother because I'm angry at her, so I become like what I hate. Why haven't that occurred to you?
Huh. Yeah. I honestly couldn't answer that one.
And why not?
I don't know. I guess I really, I try and look past the whole idea of hate in general because I feel like it just breeds something that's not healthy.
It's not healthy. It's making you miserable. And you can't look past it. You got to overcome it. And the only way you're going to overcome it, you got to admit that you become evil just like your mother. Anyone that has anger and living their thoughts and emotions are evil. Your mother recreated her image just like her mother did it to her. And you can't look True. Past it. You got to overcome it with good. And until you go and face her, and mother, I resent you because you returned me away from my father. You have no love. I know now you couldn't help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you and make you free. He will change your heart. That's not going to happen until you face her.
Do you think the same terms could apply to the father?
Absolutely. You forgive your father for not protecting you from the mother because he couldn't help it. He married the woman that he hated. He married his mother. And so he loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, this is coming from a person that my father married my mother's sister.
See that?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. You got an interesting family over here.
So your father married your mother's sister?
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Yeah, man.
And that's because he couldn't handle your mother because she was just like his mother, and then he went and repeated it and married another mother.
Yeah. It's an interesting family over here.
It's every family interesting. Different situation, but the same spirit. Why don't you forgive your father for he couldn't help himself? He loved you, but he doesn't know that he need to forgive his mother.
That's very true. He had a rough upbringing, too, so I can imagine he has a lot of resentment built up for his father or his mother, in a sense.
100%. He definitely had from his mother. That's why he keep marrying the same women over. Why don't you forgive him so you can be free? God is not going to forgive you until you forgive.
Yeah. I tried and think I forgave him, considering that, you know, even whenever I was, like, 18, I was living with him, and, you know, everything's good, and it's, like, a healthy family. But I guess those emotions still get in the way, in a way.
Do you want to be free to have a pure heart? A free heart?
Like every a Christian, I would hope so.
You got to face your mother.
Got to start somewhere, yeah.
No, you got to face your mother.
Yeah. Well, I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you for listening to me and my questions, man.
Why are you shaking at the idea of having to face your mother?
I wouldn't say I'm shaken about it. I would just, like, say that, like, as I said, like, everybody got their own views and their own ideals and the way that they look about life.
Why are you shaking at the idea in order for you to be free, you got to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you? Why are you shaking at the idea?
That's a rough one. I don't know. I honestly don't have an answer for you.
It's only because you fear what you hate. And because you resent her, you're afraid of her. And the devil makes up excuses. Oh, you're going to hurt her feelings. Or she's going to get mad and go off. Or she's going to turn the family against you. Don't listen to lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And they don't want you to forgive because they live in your body. They live in your mind. And they don't want to have to leave you. So they don't want you to go and forgive her. It doesn't mean you got to hang out with her. Don't let her come live with you. But for you to be free and return to the Father, you got to face her and forgive her. Don't ask for forgiveness from human beings. You forgive her, and God will forgive you.
I guess that's a, saying that, honestly, I'm not really sure.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, yeah, if you want to avoid a lot of hell in your life, you're still young. You want to avoid a lot of hell, you got to overcome the spirit of your mother. She has recreated you her image. You have the mindset and emotion of a woman and not your own.
Yeah, I guess maybe. I would like to think of myself as a manly guy.
But thinking that you are, thinking that you are doesn't mean you are, because if you were manly, you would go and face your mother.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say it just stems from the mother. I would say it just stems from the beginning.
Beginning what?
Beginning of life. You know how whenever you're a kid, you're not really... That's where I was also coming from with being innocent as a child, but then you start getting angry or you hold resentment or, you know, certain things don't align with your ideas.
Children don't just get angry because of life. Children get angry because they can't handle the hell in their mothers or their grandmothers. They don't just get angry because of life. Life has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my first time calling, so I'm not. I didn't really come prepped on how to respond on certain things. So,
do what you want. But if you want to be free, stop making up excuses. Admit that you resent your mother, and go and forgive her. And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her. And you'll see your whole life would change.
Well, thanks, man. You're awesome. Sorry for all the weird questions.
No, they're not weird. Those are seeking questions. They were not weird.
Gotcha. Well, I really love your show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
Right on. Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Over on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson, Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills. The bad orange man said that Reiner's murder was sad, that he was talented, tortured, and struggling. And everyone saw the TDS. Reiner had. I voted for mean posts, says Pastor Chatelet.
Thank you.
So did
amazing.
I.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska on the biblical question.
What, when people say, my prayers goes out to you, what do they mean?
Saying those words don't mean a darn thing and is just a showcase.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And Sion says, Jesse, you look handsome. Your physique on that shirt. I tried your hot dog suggestion also this time with brooch bun, almond butter. So good. Try that. But it was no sugar almond butter. So Punchy's coffee is great with potato pancake.
Right on. Stay with us. Thank you, Sion, and Merry Christmas.
I got to take
a quick break. One more hour to go when I come back straight to your calls and finish the Super Chat. Hate news. Back in a moment. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
All kinds of mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour two of Black Excellence,
Second hour of Black Excellence completed. No more hours of Black Excellence today. It's done. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, December 17th, AD 2025. Manhood Hour is hour three every Wednesday. Shout out, men. Women can call in, too. Did you know that women do sometimes call in for Manhood Hour? You are welcome to call in, ladies and gents, and even children, if with your parents' permission or if you're an independent type of a child. You can call in young or old, 888-77-JESSE. There is one line open, 888-775-3773. No I in Jesse. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. And then today, this afternoon, or evening, almost evening for some of you guys, it's probably like practically dark or maybe full-blown dark for some of you back east and further. It'll be at 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV on YouTube. Punchy TV YouTube live for 1 hour. And you can call into Punchy TV or Super Chat or whatever. Or podcasted after the fact. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that Australian police charged that suspect, the living one, in Bondi Beach. Did I say Bondi earlier? Bondi Beach massacre, which left 15 people dead. 16 actually, because the dad died too. The father terrorist, alleged. 24-year-old alleged gun male, not a man, not gun man. Faces 15 counts of murder, 40 of attempted murder, and additional charges, including committing a terrorist act. Indeed, it seemed like he did. He allegedly carried out the horrific attack Sunday alongside his 50-year-old so-called father, who was shot and killed on the scene. First funerals for some of the 15 victims already have taken place. Hours ago, emotional scenes unfolded outside of Chabad of Bondi, where large crowds paid their respects ahead of the service for beloved Rabbi Eli Schlanger, who was killed in the shooting that targeted Jewish families, allegedly. What a mess. A new federal law requires the so-called Justice Department to release a massive trove of investigative files related to Jeffrey Epstein by Friday. That would be in a couple of days here. The documents detail probes into the disgraced financier. Oh, ladies, Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday of the month tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. Side note, if you were an Epstein victim and you're not coming to cause a scene, you're just coming for real help, call in or come on into the Women's Forum, ladies. Nice. Documents detail probes into the disgraced financier and convicted sex offender who died in 2019. Jeffrey Epstein's so-called survivors, shout out, have said they hope to see perpetrators' names in the files. The upcoming release comes after Congress passed a law, so-called, last month, requiring the Justice Department to release all of the Epstein-related files in his custody. President Donald J. Trump fought hard to stop the law. And then he said, no, they should pass the law, right? And then he signed it after being supposedly outmaneuvered, so-called, by a bipartisan, which means evil, groundswell of support from lawmakers. It's unclear exactly which records will be made public and how much of the material will be new. Don Jr., you may have heard earlier, about a half an hour ago, or a little bit less, actually more like 20 minutes ago, 25. Don Jr. is engaged, President's eldest son, Donald J. Trump Jr., the second, right? He's Donald J. Trump the second, engaged to Palm Beach socialite Bettina Anderson, Bettina Anderson. And anyway, the White House chief of staff, you know that silver woman, I forget what her name is, Susie Wiles, S-U-S-I-E. The White House is lashing out at Vanity Fair over her messy comments. Are they messy? I'm James Hake, now JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today, and every Wednesday, you know it's Manhood Hour, right? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. Excuse me, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. It's a comment to leave. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? My prayers goes out. My prayers go out. That goes. He corrected that yesterday. My prayers go out. What do they mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around and just can't sit and watch the show, normally you come back and watch it on the podcast, but you can podcast it and listen on your phone as well as it is happening. So you don't have to miss it. No matter what you're doing, you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And Wednesday has always been, and in the last hour will always be, the order of God, rebuilding the Lord of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman. It will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Representative, in 2020, you made some tweets that were very critical of police.
We need to show some compassion for the living.
You said that the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department should be dissolved.
Tonight, a Georgia woman suffering horrifying chemical burns after being attacked in a popular Savannah park.
Cheered on a teachers union saying that defund the police should be a requirement for schools reopening.
I've worked with communities, at least my constituents, want to ensure that there is investment in their community for community safety, community protection, mental health services.
Split second was like, why is he pouring water on me?
Within seconds, Wasilewski's clothing started disintegrating. Photos from her hospital bed showing bandages around her entire head.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. And you're allowing these people to take over your country, and they are committed genocide against you. What a mess. And it's going to get worse because you have fear. Drop the anger, you can drop the fear. And it's going to get worse. and you're putting these people in charge of that female that was running, she had her own country culture report. Why would you even consider voting for something like that? Someone like that. They don't care about you. And the government don't care about you. Only Donald Trump cares about the people. Really, if it wasn't for the great white hope, some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold king rallies around the world. Some people call him daddy, but I call him the great white hope. He's the only one in government that loves you. And the proof is in the pudding. He blowing up drug boats. He just signed an agreement that drug, what's the name of that drug that people really like? And they try to bring it in. Fentanyl is a terrorist stuff now, whatever, something like that. He's looking out for you, and the Democrats are trying to stop him, and so are the rhino Republicans. They don't care about you. They want power and money. You think they care about you because you don't know what love is. And they want you fighting each other. And the same hell that's in you, they have you fighting against others, but really fighting against yourself. That's what the government wants for you. That woman from Texas, that black woman, now she's running for Senate. She has nothing but evil in her. Jasmine Crooked. That's all she ever promote is evil. And you vote for her. And white people, I want to give you another example of things to come. Because men are not leading for the most part anymore. And as the words say, every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And they are putting women in leadership roles. And all you're getting is negative results. That's all you're getting. But yet you keep doing it. Not understanding that the gates of hell come through the woman. Until they forgive their mothers and return to their fathers, every time you listen, you will suffer. And you're going to get examples like this. And this, what I'm about to show you, have nothing to do with racism. Black people need to be thanking white people that they ended slavery. They didn't have to do that. But instead of that, they're mad. And they blame their failure in life, being a loser, on slavery and on the whites. And anyone that is a victim is a wicked person. That's why you're a victim. And a victimized person would do whatever it takes to get their needs met. You let these people take your country over, white men, and this is what you're going to get. And it's going to get worse unless you drop the anger and separate, go back into segregation. Integration cannot work unless it happened naturally, not by force, but by choice. People is reporting. And this is the spirit of the mother, and not her spirit, but the spirit that made a home in her with Eve believed the serpent. When she believed him, evil became her god, and it passed down to every woman until they overcome, and then they start a new generation of love and not hate. And this is what's wrong with the blacks. It has nothing to do with slavery or Jim Crow or white people, period. It's the spirit of the mother and all human beings. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. And salvation is about returning to the Father. I had a doing a counseling session the other day. And I had a guy tell me that in counseling, that he didn't feel like a man. He wanted to feel like a man. And I said to him, there's no such feeling as a manly feeling. There's not even a woman feeling. That's an evil feeling. Anyone that's feeling something and into their feeling is evil. It's evil. I want to show you this. And they're going to blame it on the white man. They're going to blame it on slavery. And it's just not true. It's a spiritual deal. WTAE is reporting. No, I'm sorry. My bad. People TV. I already did the WTAE thing. People is reporting. Eight teenaged football players, eight of them, according to the report. Eight teenaged football players from Pennsylvania have been arrested after they allegedly stole more than $2,000 worth of merchandise from a sporting goods store in Florida just hours before a championship game. Watch this from 6 ABC.
Yeah, good morning. So the sheriff down there in Polk County, Florida, says the boys actually took an Uber to the store down there in Florida where they were later arrested. We're being told that it happened just hours before they were supposed to play for the championship game.
I don't know if these all were starters or not, but I can tell you that we were finishers. We arrested them.
And this is surveillance video Saturday morning inside the Dick's Sporting Goods store in Davenport, Florida. Eight players from the United Thoroughbreds youth football team of Philadelphia are accused of splitting up into groups and stealing thousands of dollars worth of items. Officials said the manager saw it unfold, called police, and who were waiting outside when the boys tried to leave. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd wasn't happy about it.
And then you have a coach comes down there and tries to beg them out of it. Instead of holding them accountable, they were not taking bubble gum, one piece to chew. They stole over $2,000 worth of products, over 47 different products they stole.
And Sheriff Judd went on to unravel the list of felony charges, changing the team's name from United Thoroughbreds to Thoroughbred Thieves. Their team went on later that day to lose the championship by 20 points.
If you don't steal, we're your new best friends. If you steal, we're your worst enemy.
Amazing.
Merry Christmas.
Amazing. Don't bring that mess down to Florida. Y'all don't come down here with that mess. And they're black. And you want them in your neighborhood. You don't want them there, but you're afraid to say no because you're afraid of being called racist. This is the spirit of the mother at work. Here they are supposed to be good football players, allegedly. And they're going to another city and stealing before the game, according to the report. All the way from Philly, a black city. And Philadelphia used to be a city of love, right? Ain't no love in Philly. What a mess. Integration does not work. Excuse me. It does not work. And it's going to get worse. They went from Philly to Polk County, Florida, and thinking that, oh, we got a game coming up. Let's go steal some white people's stuff just before the game. If it's true. It's going to get worse. And I got proof. 8 News Now, a Clark County District Court judge sentenced two young men Tuesday to decades in prison after they killed a retired police chief in a deadly crime spree. Watch this from 8 News Now.
Good evening to you here at 6. I'm Brian Loftus.
And I'm Denise Valdez. A prosecutor calls it one of the most callous crimes he's ever seen, a murder case that made international headlines.
8 News Now investigator Vanessa Murphy in the courtroom during what may be one of the final chapters in this murder case.
The family of Andy Probst sharing the pain of his loss and also how his murder has destroyed their family. They are also using this as an opportunity to call out the juvenile justice system, which they say failed.
That image haunts me every single day. It replays in my mind, without mercy, a wound that never closes, a permanent scar that is burned into my memory.
Crystal Probst referring to this video showing Jesus Ayala and Jameer Keys, both teenagers at the time, mowing her husband down while he was simply riding his bike in August of 2023. The other cyclist the teens hit who survived also here at their sentencing Tuesday. Probst and her two children asking Clark County District Court Judge Jacqueline Bluth to give the teens the maximum specified in their plea agreements for second-degree murder.
They didn't just kill Andy. They filmed his murder and released it to the world.
Amazing. And you let them run your country. You turn your country over to your enemy. What's wrong with you? And white people just want a first-class life. They don't feel like fighting. They don't want you trying to kill them riding bikes. They love riding bikes. They don't want you to kill them while they're doing a marathon by running a car or automobile into the crowd. They love marathons, and they love going on cruises. But here y'all come fighting. On a cruise? Who fight on a cruise? And they just love bicycling. They don't expect you to come run them down for no reason at all because other than your hateful heart. And then you record it. Because you kind of know you're not going to prison because you're black. What a mess, huh? I want my country back. 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Brandy Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Oh, right on, Jesse. I have to ask you, first off, are you a flat earther?
If you ask me, I believe the earth is round.
Do you believe that the earth is spinning from west to east at 1,200 miles per hour like the scientists like today say that it is? Do you believe that we're spinning?
I don't know how fast it's going, but I know there's no proof that it's flat. It is round. The people that think it's flat, they have no proof at all. It's just made up stuff. Just like the people think that they call Jesus God the Father. It's just made up stuff, just words. The earth is round. And Hank has proven over and over again that it's round. Have you seen his movies from the water, the oceans?
Well, one thing, if the earth was shaped round, all the water would spill right off, so we're on a flat astral plane where God put it. The center of the earth is the North Star, which is known as Polaris. That's God's star. It hasn't moved forever. That's where he put it.
Where's your proof that it's flat?
It's called Polaris, the North Star, God's star.
Where is your proof that the earth is flat?
It's flat-ish. I'm not saying it's completely flat.
Where's your proof that it's flat-ish?
The reason why I can prove that it's flat-ish and not moving is just how your GPS works. An XY coordinate, it's giving you three different coordinates.
If but a the GPS Earth was sitting, is just a piece of equipment made by man.
Correct. It's a piece
and
of
so
equipment.
It doesn't, prove that the Earth is not round. What the?
Yes, it does.
No,
it's
it doesn't.
Using mathematics, it's using mathematics and physics and biblical Earth, mathematician, astrology, all in one to show you that on an XY grid, the Earth cannot be moving to do a fixed experiment. So when your GPS reads where you're standing,
Brady,
on a latitude, Brady, longitude.
Brady, you have no proof that the Earth is flat. Zero.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to explain it to you, Jesse. You got to give me more than 20 seconds here.
But the way you're explaining it doesn't make sense.
Okay, I'm going to try to bring you in here. Latitude and longitude. If you go on the face of the Earth right now, and you're standing and you say, I want a latitude, longitude reading on your phone, he'll give you one. If the Earth was spinning, that would not happen, Jesse. It's on a fixed, flattish Earth where God put it. Biblical Earth is what I'd like to call it. Not flat Earth, not sphere-tarred Earth where it's round and spinning. Biblical Earth.
What's a biblical Earth?
It's based on what's in the Bible and how God created the earth.
What's a biblical earth?
I'm a biblical earther. I follow what's in Bible and
what
scripture
is,
in regard.
What is a biblical earth? You just made up something else.
Biblical earth is what's in the Bible and ancient scripture, going back to the Hebrews and the ancient Phoenician text.
But what is a biblical earth?
It's referring to the Bible.
But the Bible is just a book that was put together by men that had to nothing to do with God, except he did inspire some of the men to write letters, but you didn't tell me what a biblical earth. You made that up.
No, biblical earth refers kind of like, according to Dustin Nemos, a guy that I like to follow, I like to listen to and follow what he says.
But he doesn't know anything.
Yes, he does. I
no,
want you
he
to
doesn't.
Go on to Dustin.
What's a biblical earth? What's a biblical earth?
Biblical earth regards as how the earth was created by God.
What is a biblical earth?
Astrology. The zodiac is biblical earth, Jesse. The zodiac. God's
Brady,
Bible.
Brady.
And what the God.
Brady.
Yes, sir.
What's a biblical earth? You made that up.
I didn't make it up. You asked me for an answer. I gave you an answer.
But
what do you mean I made it up? That's coming right from this white man's gut, Jesse, right straight to you today.
But there's no such thing as a biblical earth.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Do you know what the Book of Enoch is?
See, just like you made up flat earth, you're making up biblical earth.
It goes back to the Book of Enoch, which was the most important part of the original Bible, which the Catholic
Brady,
Church called.
Brady.
That's biblical earth.
No, there ain't no such thing as a greater earth. I mean, a biblical earth. You're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. I've been doing this for 20 years, doing biblical earth stuff.
There's no such thing as biblical earth. Just like there's no such thing as Jesus the Father or whatever they call them. But Brady, thank you, but I got to run because of time. What the? Let me go to the first time caller out of Vegas. Ryan, a first time caller out of Vegas. Thank you, Brady. Ain't no such thing as a biblical earth, nor there's no proof that the earth is flat. Zero proof. Ryan, a first time caller out of Las Vegas. You are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. Blessed to be talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Welcome.
So my question is regarding forgiving my mother. I'm actually adopted at birth. I found out my mother passed away in 1998 with cocaine in her system, something that I've struggled with in the past, too. So would you recommend forgiving both of my mothers, both sets, the mother that adopted me and the mother that gave birth to me?
Yes.
Is that something you think I should work towards?
Yeah, because kids feel like abandoned when their mother's not there or the father. So, yeah, just realize when she had cocaine, it was because she did not drop her anger and she was using that to escape, to try to make herself feel better, and she couldn't help it. So forgive her.
I can definitely recognize some of the things that I've picked up from both of my mothers, and I just really appreciate your perspective and helping lead me down the path of forgiveness, Jesse.
And why were you said you were using cocaine as well?
Yeah, so long story short, I was actually sent away to a boarding school when I was 13 years old by the parents who adopted me, because I was getting into that kind of trouble when I was 13. I was freebasing cocaine. So I got sent off to a boarding school like that, and it's just been a long journey of healing since then.
Yeah, how old are you?
And I'm 32.
Yeah.
And I have another question regarding the forgiveness. It's something, I don't know if I want to say I desire it, but it's something I want. It's something I'm working on. Does it just take time wanting it and putting it into action until it feels real?
No, the moment when you can see that you're angry or resentful and know that that's wrong, in that very moment, you can be made free. And then go and forgive, in this case, your adopted parents and your mother, you'll be fine. It's just a matter of seeing it. It's just that most people can't see and admit that they're wrong for being angry. They're told that anger is good, and so they don't see that anger is evil and it's keeping them from the light of freedom.
I appreciate you, Jesse. Thank you so much.
And why haven't you gone and forgiven your adopted mother already?
You know, that's a good question. It's something that I feel like I want it. I want it in my heart. I want to forgive everybody. And I feel like I do love everybody in my heart. And it's just something that I feel like the evil, I feel like it comes up inside of me still.
Right, because you have not forgiven, so your heart is of evil. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her?
I guess I don't know, Jesse. That's something I guess I should think about.
Are you afraid to?
That might. Yeah, I think so.
So you do know then you're afraid of her. What do you think would happen if you went and forgave her, knowing that she couldn't help herself? What do you think would happen?
I don't know, Jesse. I guess I haven't really thought about that. But I think it's something that I should think about.
And you see that you have this anger, you want to overcome it, right?
Absolutely.
But you're not going to overcome until you forgive. God cannot forgive you unless you forgive.
That's a beautiful perception, Jesse. I appreciate that.
And then start
I'm just blessed to be talking with you right now.
Amazing. And start doing the silent prayer. Have you started? You know about the silent prayer, right?
No, please tell me.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And start doing that as well. So the light, the spirit of truth, can separate you from the thoughts, the darkness. Your imagination is dark and is evil. And the light will separate you from that. So start doing the silent prayer. Be still so that truth can take over.
I connect with everything you just said, Jesse, and I appreciate that recommendation, and I'm going to go do that. And I've been listening to you for a few months now, and you've really been an awesome inspiration for me and some of my friends that I've shared you with. So I just want to say to everybody, amazing.
Amazing. Merry Christmas. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretched off on Pules.net. When I come back, straight to your calls. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back. Quick announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9, right at the top of this hour. You don't want to miss the Hake Report. If you have not heard the Hake Report, you're missing out. The guy with the good hair. And then after the Hake Report, the American anchor, baby. The guy with the energy. And he's flying a plane. Excuse me. And you don't want to miss that. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1. And then a brand new episode of Punchy TV at 2 p.m. What the? And you don't want to miss it. It is amazing. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. today. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State.tv. On next Friday time on at 11 a.m. And it is amazing. I had an amazing conversation with Pastor Chrissy. Miles, and she is the pastor of Influence Church and the co-founder of Miles Media, Inc. Why is this?
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
We were all born into sin, but the good news is that we can be born again.
Anyone that has anger or evil, they play God.
When you can fix the heart issue, then you can fix the acts of the flesh. Your behavior is just a byproduct of the things that you believe.
God and Christ, Christ over man over woman. Every time the man listens to a woman, he suffers.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. Amazing. Christ said, God said, because you listen to the woman, you suffer. You will suffer. But it was an amazing discussion. And go and support the fallenstate.tv by becoming a member there on the channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And don't forget to like these videos. Support us on social media. Like the videos. All right? Amazing. Let me do this. Super chats.
Super chats.
Marcus G asks, hey, Jesse, are you going to have men's forum on New Year's Day, the first Thursday of the new year?
I'm glad you checked in. No, we're not. We're not having it in January of 2026 because we'll be closed that day, and New Year's fall on a Thursday, and this time it happened to be the first Thursday of the month. What the? So, no, we're not having a men's meeting on the first Thursday of January. We are having Sunday morning fellowship, though. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., good morning, JLPs. Wednesday, B 17th, 2025.
Amazing. Good morning. Thank you.
Martin T., B., 6, USA needs stricter laws. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil, need harsher penalties for breaking the law.
If ever we need it, we need it now. That's for sure. Amazing.
At Walking Roscoe sent 10 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships on the YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you.
Very
I appreciate
cool.
that. Yeah.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Kid Combo 1, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters there on the DLive crew.
Shout out.
Very nice.
Yep.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Anthony, a first-time caller out of Dallas. Thank you all for your support. Thank you very much. We need support to get the work done. Anthony, first-time caller out of Dallas, you are on the air.
Straight out of Oak Cliff, Jesse.
Oh,
you know all about that.
Do you live over there?
I do, sir.
Is it still bad?
It's getting worse, man.
Really?
It's getting worse. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They came up with this other part of town called Bishop Arts or whatever, and they're renewing all the west side down towards downtown into the Trinity River. And it's a whole different scene, man. And my question was, where did real men go, and when are they coming back? You see these guys walking around with purses, with full makeup on, and it's unbelievable, man. I'm a Gen X kid. You know, I'm a Gen X kid, so I grew up with men and uncles that had families. We were God-fearing, red-blooded, Christian American men with family values instilled in us. And I don't get it. Don't fear God anymore.
Let me just say to the people, I lived in South Oak Cliff for a while.
I heard you.
I'm telling the people that. It was like a project, and I had never lived in a project before. But I went to Dallas because I was going to Bell and Howard Electronic School. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know Dallas that well, so I lived in Dallas, and it was a mess in the project. I was like, what the hell? Where am I? And so I moved away, and I moved over to North Dallas in the White People area.
And yep, Highland Park.
It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
But
the
problem with the men is that they have the spirit of the mother, and because women are being pushed to the forefront now, they don't realize that the reason they act that way and think that way, they don't know that they have the spirit of the mother. All men have that until they forgive and return to the father. They don't know. They can't see. Because
Blind.
The mother have been made to look like she is the leader and she should be this and that. And that spirit of the mother is destroying the men and the girls, to be honest. Because the girls become like their mother as well.
Well, that's where the men fall short, I think. It's the truth. That's where the men fall short. And
but
they don't have the balls to become the men.
They don't know how to become
the man in the family.
They don't know how because
they don't have the example.
They don't know how because they have not. They were not raised by fathers in the home to be that example. And they don't understand why they can't overcome that spirit of the mother. And they've been told that it's natural for them to feel that way, and they have believed into that. They just don't know, Anthony.
When they surrender to Christ, everything else will fall in place, man. And I found that out. I just got baptized and saved again back in March of this year. And now I can see. And I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse now, because there's discernment that comes along with that and a whole other power and authority that's granted to you by Christ. And fear brings wisdom of Christ, in Christ. And I don't understand. You know what? My prayer every day is, Lord, please come back. Please clean this up. Let's start over again. Please. That's my prayer every day.
Have you dropped your anger?
I have.
You have no anger?
I do not, sir. I live, and I read this morning, I have an app on my phone, and it's like, love everybody, lovingly accept everybody, And it's hard to believe that, because it's almost like a contradiction. And I had to research it in the Bible and find the verses and so on.
Have you you forgive your mother?
Absolutely.
You told
Absolutely.
Her?
Absolutely.
What did you say to her when you went and forgave her?
It's like, after all the things you did and the way we were raised, around some of the things we were raised, I forgive you. I love you. There's not a problem here. If there's a problem with our relationship, then you might have to check yourself. And now me and my wife and my family live, Christ is first above everything else.
Anthony, what did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her for what she done to you?
It's like, I'm sorry for all the things that happened when we were kids growing up, because for the most part, we were raised by a single mother. We had our father in our lives, but of course he strays away. And getting back to your question, it's like, Mom, I understand. You were stressed out. I forgive you. I forgive that man. We're all brand new people. It's a new day.
What man you forgave?
For my father.
And what did you forgive your father for?
My father was a heroin addict for 30 years and just a terrorist. He was just a terrorist of the family. It was a nightmare.
What did he do to
you? When this man came around. He didn't really directly do anything to me.
So then why were you mad at him then?
This man had been in prison for most of my life. So there's really nothing that he could have done to me.
If he didn't do anything to you, what did you have to forgive him for then?
It just to bring peace to me, myself, in my life.
But if he didn't do anything to you, why did you have to forgive him?
Just after being born again, I forgave everybody that I had any ill will towards.
But your father didn't do anything to you. Why did you have ill will toward him?
Just the way we were raised whenever he was around. Just the things he did and the stuff he said.
But and now he didn't do anything to you.
Not physically.
Did you apologize to him for resenting him?
I did. My dad called me on his deathbed from prison. He was in Galveston, Texas.
And what did you say to him?
And this was my stepfather. I always considered you to be my father.
Where's your real father?
I don't know.
Why don't you know where your real father is?
The last I heard of my real father, he died in prison.
Your real father or your stepfather?
My real father. Both of them. Both of them did.
Amazing. So does your wife obey you?
Absolutely. She knows her place. She's a submissive woman. She has Christ in her life first. I have Christ in my life first. And from that point on down the chain of command, it's God. It's me, it's my wife, and then my kids. And they understand that hierarchy that all families should have in their life.
Anthony, I appreciate your call. Call me again. Thank you.
Absolutely, sir. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Let me go to Izine, I believe. Izine, out of a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Izine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, man, how's it going?
All is well. Speak up a little bit, right into the phone.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going, man?
Okay, go ahead. All is well.
Okay, so I got a quick question. So I have forgiven my mom and my parents for certain things that have gone on in the past way, way before I ever heard, you know, you speak on it. You know, just, I feel like that, I have, you know, I've been following that light inside of me. I've got to know that at a young age. And, you know, hearing you speak about levels and stuff, you know, it makes a lot of sense and to why I am who I am. But, okay, so what's going on right now is, you know, I restored some things with my mom a couple years ago, like 2-3 years ago, after another falling out that we had, restored some stuff. You know, we both apologized, forgive each other. Or, you know, whatever she was upset at me for, and vice versa. And more recently, we had another falling out. And I want to know, Like, I've been going through a lot of stuff in these, you know, these last couple of months. I'm 23 years old. You know, I do sales. I do travel sales, such things. And I just lost my job. So I don't really have anything right now. And I'm not afraid of that, right? Like, I already am making, you know, certain plans and arrangements. But what I want to know is like, is this like a divine test, or is this more so my fault, right, of all these things that are going on? You know, I lost my daughter in September.
What do you mean you lost her? She died?
Yeah. I lost my baby girl. She to medical malpractice in September.
Oh, okay. May her soul rest in peace.
Yes, may her soul rest in peace. Yes, sir. And, you know, it's been a lot of stuff going on, just a lot of compoundment stuff. My, you know, grandmother is, you know, kind of lying on me, like telling my business and, you know, like doing certain things, you know, and a lot of things are my fault, you know. Just, I haven't gone into every detail. I'm not going to waste your time like that. But my question to you is, you know, right now, right, I pretty much don't know what to do with my life right now. Right? I don't know what to do. Trying to get into the Army, they don't let me in. I'm trying to do something, Jesse. What should I do? I don't know.
Why they won't let you in?
I got a neck tattoo. So, and I'm six two and I'm 250 currently, a little overweight, but I work out every day and I'm active. So I got more muscle than fat, but you know, I just was like, I'm 250. I'm fat right now. So I was like, yeah, you're kind of fat. I'm sorry to tell you.
You fat?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm 250. So I'm 6'2", 250. I should be like, I mean, give me 2 weeks, Jesse. You feel me? Like, you know, I work out, I do push-ups every day. I do sit-ups every day. But give me 2 weeks, I'll be like 230, 220.
All right, you know, I'll give you 2 weeks.
You know, well,
here's what you do. Yeah. Are you living with your mother?
No, I'm on the road right now, man. I'm in a hotel. So I was doing travel sales, right? Selling internet, fiber optics. And I lost my job. So they pay for I pay for a couple more nights to stay here, but
okay. And why do you allow your grandmother and your mother to be all in your business? Why, if you didn't bring them into it, how do they get into your business?
Well, I guess you could say I kind of brought them into it because I was living with my grandmother for a bit. So I guess I did kind of bring her into it.
Why would you bring her into your business knowing that she's going to gossip?
Yeah, well, I didn't expect it, I guess. Because I adore my grandmother. I really adore her.
But you know she gossip.
I mean, the thing is, I do, but then I don't know that for sure until it's me now. Like, you know?
Okay, here's what I recommend. Here's what I recommend. And if you do this, if you do it, your life is amazing. Number one, you don't love your mother or your grandmother. Forgive them for what they have done. They couldn't help themselves.
Right.
And right now you have your mother mindset, that you think like a woman and you feel like one. All men who have emotions have the nature of a woman, which is evil. And it's not her own nature, but it's evil that made a home in her. So you forgive your mother and your grandmother. Are you living with your grandmother?
No, not now. No, I'm not.
I know, but when you go back home, are you going to be staying with her?
Well, I'm not. I don't think I should go back home.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, it's a lot more to the story that what happened. And I feel like because I listened to you for like maybe 6 to 8 months right now. So, you know, a lot of stuff I'm like, man, like I've been doing that internally, but I haven't done it seriously. So like forgiving and stuff like that, you know, the Holy Spirit would be telling me like, yo, we got to forgive your mom. You can't hold this stuff on. And I may be 17 at this time. And
don't be telling her that you love her. You don't love her. You hate her. But when you forgive her, God will forgive you. Don't apologize for anything you have done. Because everything you've done, it was because of your mother inside of you. It wasn't you.
Okay.
And so,
okay, so if I do apologize, what does that mean?
Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for recreating me in your image.
Yeah.
I realized
that. That's why she's not talking to me now. That's why I told her that. She's not talking to me now.
Beautiful. So forgive her. You've done that then. And then now are you doing the silent prayer?
I mean, no. But I pray consistently though.
But you pray to the devil right now.
Okay.
That's why your prayers are not being answered.
I don't pray out loud though. I don't pray out loud. I pray with knowing.
Do the silent prayer. Do okay. All your other prayer, but do the silent prayer. Be still and know God. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And then stop listening to thoughts.
Yeah.
God is not testing you. He does not test. The truth bring you out of the darkness. And if it were testing you, he would not bring you out of the darkness. He doesn't do that. That's from evil.
Okay, so, okay, no, I understand that, right? It's like I said, I've been listening to you for like 8 months. So a lot of the stuff that you say has already been a model of what I've been, you know, doing, right?
But
what I want to know is, I know it's not a test, but I'm a logical thinker, so is it more so my fault, right?
It's your fault that you won't drop thinking. There's no such thing as a logical thinker. You're not the thinker.
Right.
The light would think for you, but if you think you're the thinker, you're believing the devil, and he's doing the thinking for you, making you think is your thinking.
Okay.
You drop thoughts by being aware of them, psychological, emotional thoughts. You be aware of them, but don't call them you at all. They're not your thoughts.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you this question, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to take too much more of your time. So tomorrow, I have to leave this hotel, right? What should I don't, because, like, what should I do? You know, if I'm not supposed to be thinking, I don't know what to do. So I'm asking.
Do you have another place you can live, or will you be living in your car?
Yeah, I don't have a car.
And so you'll be on the streets?
Yeah, but I think it's other alternatives. But I can go to a shelter for a couple of weeks.
Want to do that?
Job. Yeah, well, that's what I'm planning to do. But I'm saying, like, okay, never mind. I got you.
No, go to, if you can go and find a place in a shelter, if you do that, and just be aware that you're not your thoughts, and then go find a job, and then one thing will lead to another one.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate it, Jason, man. Thank you.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
So listen, but you got to start, if you want to be free of thoughts, all thoughts are all lies. And I'm not talking about practical thought. You know you need a job, so that's practical. Find a job.
Okay.
You know that you need a place to live right now, and you can find a place in a shelter that's safe. Go and do that. Those are practical thoughts. I'm talking about thoughts that tell you about the past or the future and all that mess.
Gotcha.
And it bring on emotions. You watch those, but don't call them you, and the spirit of truth will take them away from you. You understand that?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I appreciate it.
But the practical thought, you got to have a place to live, you know, and you need a job. That's practical. But you don't live by that. That's what you do to take care of yourself physically on earth.
Understood. That makes sense.
But you stay away from your grandmother and your mother and all those people. Just don't judge them. They cannot help themselves.
No, I don't. I haven't judged them for years. Like I said, I really have, you know, since like 17, you know, like no, not really, but like 18, 19, like in 2020, 2021, that's when I was seriously detaching and denying my own self, you know, and covering the light within myself. So I haven't judged them since then. It's been a lot more things that's going on to make me just like that. I could have an excuse for it to like, oh, this is why, but I'm not.
No,
I don't hold any grudges towards
them. Stay away from them. Just don't resent them. And then don't judge yourself either, because there's no such thing as a problem. It's just that you are lost in your imagination. You're asleep, and you're listening to thoughts. And that's what's messing you up.
Yeah. All right, man. I appreciate it, Jason.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888. Oh, no. Super chat.
Super chat.
On YouTube, Mark S. says, support Bond to support others.
Thank you.
Dark praying hands, heart, dove thing with a thing and light bulb emoji. Thank you, sir.
That. Yeah, support Bond. Support what we're doing. We're helping you, so help us to help others. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing. No such thing as problems, folks. They don't exist. It's just that you're in your thought, in your imagination, and it is an illusion. And it's not from God. You're believing a lie. You're believing evil. So forgive your mothers, all people. If you want to. If you don't want to forgive, don't. Just assume that I'm wrong and live in your misery, honestly. And see if you ever get out of it. You know what I mean? But forgive, rebuildingdemand.com/silentprayer. Make sure you do it. And stay on that straight and narrow path. You'll see. The Hake Report is coming now. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. And then at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, Punch TV. Thank you all for your support. Mike from New Jersey, the caller just dropped another. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is not only the Women's Forum, but Bible Thumper Thursday. Have a good day. Look, stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the mood? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
Thank you, Jesse Lee.